We're back up in the upper room in the gospel today, and we're going to stay here now up ahead, up through Pentecost, and we're going to be rereading and praying through much of what we were around in the late part of Lent and into Holy Week. But now we're going to be rereading it and praying through it in light of the Lord's ascension and the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. There's a twofold dimension to the Lord's words here when he speaks to his disciples about his being taken from them, going away from them. There's the immediate context of his going away in his passion and in his death, but then the other layer of it, which he also intends, is his going away when he ascends to the Father. So we're here, and this is the church giving us now a more kind of proximate preparation time that will become immediate preparation for Pentecost and for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this gift we know, but it's good to see it in its context here. Jesus has just washed his disciples' feet, and he's told them, I've given you a new commandment so that as I have done for you, you must do also. So it's the commandment to love, but we cannot love, we can't fulfill that commandment without the power to do it. And that's what makes the Christian celebration of Pentecost, what the Lord does here, so beautiful and so powerful. Remember, the original Jewish celebration of Pentecost was celebrated 50 days after the celebration of the Passover. The traditional timing of everything was that the Jews celebrated Passover 50 days later. Moses was up on Mount Sinai and received the gift of the law. That's the original Jewish feast of Passover. What the Lord does, just as he fulfilled Passover, so he's fulfilling Pentecost. In Pentecost, the new law is given. It's not the old law on stone. It's the new law written on the flesh of the heart to love, but not just to love in a generic way, but to love as Christ has loved us. And we cannot do that without supernatural power. That's what the law first given lacked. It prescribed a way of living, but the Ten Commandments did not provide the power to do it. And that's why we were in need of a Savior. If we could live out the law the way that the Lord gave it to us through Moses, if we could have fulfilled that perfectly, everything would have been fine. But we didn't have the power to do that. So the Lord Jesus fulfills Pentecost by giving a greater law accompanied by the greatest power that he can pour out, the power of the very love that the Father and the Son share, which is the Holy Spirit. And the power of that love, the power of the Holy Spirit, comes with all kinds of wonderful gifts, charisms, all of the things that we know, we studied and went into in our own preparation for confirmation, all of those different gifts. But at the core of it, the Holy Spirit comes with power so that you and I can love heroically. That's what it's all about. Like in St. Paul says, if you have every other amazing gift of the Spirit, the ability to heal and to do miracles and all of this stuff, but if you're not doing what the Spirit first was poured out on us to do, that is to love and to love heroically, it's all just in vain. So as we're looking ahead to Pentecost now, I just want to draw your focus to that, because that's the core of the gift, a power to love, to do what Jesus did, what he commanded us to do, to love in a deep and dramatic way, as he did, to make himself a servant to us, to stoop down low, and to love so humbly. That's what we're praying for now, for that outpouring of the gift of the Holy Spirit. A good preparation now for us for Pentecost could just be, as we go through daily life in these coming weeks, look at the relationships where you struggle to love. There's probably no better preparation or way to open your heart up to receive the Holy Spirit than to be mindful of all of the ways that you fall short and you're frustrated. Lord, I wish that I could love that person better. I wish I did a better job loving this member of my family. All of those things reveal the areas where the Lord wants to pour out his Holy Spirit into us. Let's begin to ask him for that gift. We want everything else along with it. We want a new outpouring of the charisms of the Holy Spirit and all of those wonderful gifts. But at its heart, we're praying, Lord, that you pour out on us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we might be able to love heroically, to fulfill your new commandment, not by our own strength, but by the strength that comes through your Holy Spirit.